Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound, I'm drinking the night. Any place that shows us right, goes far, lies near. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Steppenwolf, bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture. We got something that will help you there. Having a great visit with our new friend, David Horsager, the author of The Trust Edge, brand new award-winning book. How many best-selling lists are you on now, David?
Well, at least Wall Street Journal, Publishers Weekly, CEO Read. I can't remember, but we're
well, David, I only got a two-hour show here. I mean, congratulations on the great success, The Trust Edge, ladies and gentlemen. You know how big a deal I place on this issue of trust. We're talking about the eight pillars. We're not going to get to all of them today. The first one was clarity. We talked about that in the last segment and also how to convert this intangible of trust into something tangible that you can build a business on, that you can build a reputation and relationships on. The next one is compassion. Now, compassion seems like it's its own intangible without being part of trust. Why is it part of trust?
People trust those that think beyond themselves. So, you know, if I'm people with this pillar, I mean, it's interesting. We have a trouble with a salesperson or a leader we think just cares about themselves. But if we see they have compassion beyond themselves, compassion for you and me, compassion for others, then we start to trust them. And let me just say, it really is interesting from the research that it was critical to have all eight pillars. So I know we're not going to cover them all in this short time, but all eight were critical. It was critical to be clear. It was also critical to have compassion, but not just compassion, because you could have a lot of compassion and yet not get results. Right. And if you didn't give me the results I asked for, the contribution pillar, I didn't trust you either. So you had to have all, you know, all eight, and in all that, you had to be consistent, because if you are compassionate about some people but not really compassionate overall, then, you know, I wouldn't trust you either. I mean, you can be consistent for good or bad, right? You're late all the time, I'll trust you to be late. So it was critical to have all eight pillars, and the compassion one speaks to the idea that we need to we trust people that care beyond themselves. This is why the most trusted person in the world, in fact, to most people, is mom.
Yeah. You know, this next one, character, is so important, because this is the kind of thing that I think differentiates small business owners on Main Street from a lot of other players in the marketplace. Because when you go on Main Street, you not only find trust, but you find character, and the best place that I know where character shows up is in that relationship in the relationships that they make with their customers, but also with their bankers. You know,
no doubt about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the truth is, they have an opportunity to show their character quicker. And so, if you have great character on Main Street, it's going to be revealed. If you have poor character, it's going to be revealed. But it is everywhere. By the way, people think they can hide it, or people think, oh well, really is character that? Look at the Madoff. He had such a great life until later. No, he didn't. People don't tell me. Everybody tries to trick me with this one. They say, oh, character. You know what? Ask Madoff. Look, what did he do after he tried to kill himself before he went in prison? Then he went in prison. 2 months after he was in prison, he said, I'm happier than I've ever been. And I'm more at peace than I've ever been.
Right.
You don't think it was killing him to do the terrible character things that he did? So
yeah, I agree. And the thing is that character is how you behave when no one's watching.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of thing when something happens that is to the disadvantage of the customer, and they don't know about it, and you tell them anyway, that's character. It builds trust, And that's what makes people come back to you, even when your price is higher.
Yep, absolutely.
And these are the things, folks. I know that David talks a lot about them being tangible, and they do manifest into tangible things. But this is an intangible that you can assume. People can, if they have not been trustworthy, they can become trustworthy, can't they?
They absolutely can, and that's what we've seen. We've seen people add, build this pillar, build integrity in their company, and we've measured it. When it goes up by 2.5% as far, you know, by certain measures, their output and their impact and their bottom line went up by multiple X often.
Right.
So it's interesting what's happening in our country, though. Look, you know, you and I were talking about our age because I just had my birthday, Jim. And but what's happened in our country? What do parents say to their kids today when the kids are going out on Friday night, they're going out with some friends, and parents say, all parents in America say, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun. But what did they say to your generation? Your parents didn't say that.
They said, be careful.
Careful, and then they said, be good, young man.
That's right.
You had the family name. You better be good.
Make me proud. How about that?
Exactly.
How often did you hear that? Hey, David,
right.
I got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day? We got more to learn from you.
Happy to. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us a website, please.
TheTrustEdge.com.
TheTrustEdge.com. And the book's available wherever books are sold. The title
Everywhere is
The Trust Edge by David Horsager, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I was a dandy,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.